Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al the IT Elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Emmy nominations are out, and it was an extra special day for Cheryl Lee Ralph and Sydney Sweeney.
And we've got a smash alert that involves Bradley Cooper and Anna Wintour.
Listen, if you think a four-year-old can't drop pics on IG, you'd be the butt of the joke. Find out what stars that happened to.
And our girl Sherry is back, y'all! Hey, Sherry's back! And she's coming to us from the Big Apple, New York City, Nueva York. Sherry, how you doing?
I can't wait to start dishing, so let's dive in. Welcome to Dish Nation! Okay, y'all. So if it's one thing that Cardi B and Offset are not, it is frugal. And they proved that once more by giving Culture, their four-year-old baby, a stack of cash for her fourth birthday, okay? Wow. You think it is like $5, $10, or $20, what your grandmother used to give you for your birthday? No, sir. It was exactly $50,000 that Offset and Cardi B gave to Culture for her fourth birthday. But y'all, let me tell you something. The best part of it was when Offset asked her if she knew what it was. Check it out.
Yes, I'm gonna buy you cotton candy, yes. Huh, what you say?
What is that?
It's a ticket. A ticket is a million, girl. That's 50.
That baby was looking at that stack of money like a giant Lego.
Yo, so I had no idea what that was.
She asked her daddy if she was going to get her some cotton candy. She don't care about $50,000.
No.
Yo,
I just want to say, I didn't even know what a ticket was.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I've ever seen $50,000 cash before. I thought it would be more.
Yeah.
I thought it would be bigger.
But regardless, though, Tanner, that wasn't even no real money, child. That was Monopoly money. Look, those dollars was too long, honey. I knew that wasn't real money, child.
Yeah, it's about the flex for the gram. That little girl doesn't care anything about cash. She wanted some cotton candy. Maybe
she
wanted
so
some baby dolls to play
with.
After the video, you know they're going to put the money in the bank for Culture. It just was something, you would expect something like that from Cardi B.
Maybe.
And Offset.
I'll pay off the lawsuit.
As long as she didn't write on it with her crayons, I'd have been mad.
All right, y'all. You know what time it is. It is time for a smash alert. Okay,
wow,
this one, you like that, Chewy?
That was very aggressive,
That's
Tanner.
How you know we're serious about
the
it.
The smashing, yes.
I'm just clapping hands. I'm not making any other noises. I'm just clapping hands.
Oh, you're not
hands.
Clapping your cheeks? Okay.
That's how you get in the L.A. studio, Gary, okay? You got to make it clap.
Okay, so this one involves... All right, we got to get back to the story. This one involves Bradley Cooper and Anna Wintour. Now, wait, before you start thinking the wrong thing.
Yikes.
Or it might be the very right thing. Anna is close friends with Bradley, and she reportedly played matchmaker, setting him up with Huma Abedin. Okay. Remember that name? Huma Abedin. Bradley's 47. Huma's 46. She's formerly a top aide to Hillary Clinton, and she is the ex-wife of the disgraced politician Anthony Weiner. Y'all remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, remember that guy.
Like, your last name's Weiner, and you had to send the pick? Come on.
Yeah,
come
or the,
on.
The Weiner pick. It's a,
Weiner pick.
It's a family show, Tanner. Weiner pick.
Show. Sorry, guys. Apparently, they've been dating for a few months. They even went to the Met Gala together, but they split up before doing the red carpet.
Right.
What do you guys think? Is this a good match?
I think it's a level up for Bradley Cooper, because I think
Nicki, you like, you know, so. He has aspirations for wanting to get in politics, too. So this is kind of like, you know, his peg in the ladder to get there.
But this is what I got to say. I want that kind of connection with somebody. Brett, you don't know Trevor Noah. Nobody knows Trevor Noah in the circle that I'm going.
I feel like if anyone would know him, it would be you.
Yeah, you already know Trevor Noah already. And I feel like if you see him, you'll totally freeze up, Sherry.
You guys think now that Huma's with Bradley, she's finally getting some good wiener? Boom! Boom! Boom!
Boom!
There you go.
Wow, Chewy.
Is my mic on? Okay, yesterday the Emmy nominations were announced, and two actresses were especially thrilled with the news, y'all. Sydney Sweeney got not one, but two nominations for her role in Euphoria. The other for playing a spoiled teenager on The White Lotus. Mm-hmm. And she shared the happy tears on the phone with her mother. Take a look, y'all.
Hold on, everyone's calling. I'll call you right back.
It got me too.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Man, that's not all, baby, honey. After 50 years, honey, in show business, my good Judah baby, Miss Shirley Ralph, was also nominated for Abbott Elementary.
Yay.
And her son, y'all, shared the moment on Twitter. Check this out.
No. Oh, my God.
You got nominated?
Oh, my God.
You nominated?
Yes.
Love it.
Shirley Ralph has been in this business so long and has never gotten nominated and no big awards, and she's so underrated, so this is her time.
But Sherry, awesome. If she doesn't win, will you give Cheryl your Emmy?
No. Not giving. Why would give up my Emmy? You know, I work hard for the Emmy.
Yeah.
You know how many people I had to sleep with, Chewy?
You had to sleep with people?
I had to sleep
with everybody over at The View. You know what I had to do with Barbara Walters to get that Emmy?
Okay.
No, sir. Wow. Not giving it up.
She had to suck Barbara Walters' toes for that one.
Thank you.
All right, so T-Pain is out here spilling some alleged tea on Akon and his brother Abu Bafin. Now, during the interview, Payne claimed that Akon and Boo were booking double shows as Akon back in 2000.
Wow. Now, I believe this.
Hey, here's how Teddy Payne said it went down. Now, the brothers would book shows and Akon would do some shows, but Boo would hit the stage as Akon at other shows and lip sync his brother's lyrics.
Wow.
And the two was making mad dough in the process.
I believe it.
But let me tell y'all something. This is what a friend told me. This is just a legend, honey. They said that's probably why Tracy Ellis Ross broke up with Boo. Because they said she was wild to probably see an Akon, honey, and thought it was Boo.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what somebody told me.
The difference.
I don't know.
Here's my question. Has Sherry Shepherd been doing the show this whole time, or has it been Octavia Spencer? That's what I'm going to ask right now. Has it been
Octavia Spencer?
Shout out to, like, you know, Kanye West, what he's currently doing now. We don't know if he's in a new Cardi B video or not.
Exactly.
Right. Is he performing or is he in Wyoming?
Yeah,
who knows?
Right.
We don't know.
Yeah, he's like the Jabberwockies.
For all we know, that was BTS the whole time.
Okay, the whole time.
There we know.
Well, y'all, it looks like Eric Decker got trolled on the gram by his 4-year-old son, Forrest. Now, y'all, little Forrest did not post one, but two pictures of his butt-naked dad in the shower. Well, you guys, the photos, which were deleted, were two selfies of Forrest cheesing in the camera. But if you look to the left of him, you can see his dad's butt cheeks all up in the picture.
And of course, Eric had no idea
his son had posted these pics until after his wife, Jessie James' friends, sent her a screenshot. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Jeffrey posted a picture of me. Literally, I was walking around with no wig on, with my braids in my hair, with a white t-shirt and had a taco stain on it. No bra. And he posted it.
Okay, so to Gary, Chewy, and HK, if your body looked like this, like Eric's, would you keep the photo up to show off to everybody?
Absolutely. I'm even spreading them. I'm spreading everything.
No,
I'm getting ready, baby.
Gary. Wow. You got me saying to Gary.
Now, Gary. Welcome to the show, Gary. Jeez. Yeah.
Up next, y'all. Pete the meat. Ooh, the meat, honey. Davidson wants to be called Daddy. We'll get into that after the break.
Daddy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Looks like Pete the meat. Guys, Pete Davidson's ready ready for fatherhood.
Me too.
You too, Joey. Yes. Pete revealed in a new interview with Kevin Hart that he dreams of becoming a dad. Guys, Kim K better get ready. Mm-hmm. Take a look.
I want to have a kid. Wow. It's like my dream.
Wow.
Yeah. It's always, it's like super corny, but like, I just like, I don't know.
Talk about super corn is the best thing you can do in life.
It's just like, it would be so fun.
How sweet does Pete sound, y'all?
He definitely sounds like he's whooped. But does Kim even want to have more kids?
I'm sure she doesn't know. Because didn't she have like a surrogate for the last one or two?
She did.
Yeah, so she
may still want to, but she ain't carrying them. She ain't messing up her body, honey.
But the sad part about the whole situation, all Kim's babies are biracial, y'all. You know that they're all biracial. But if she had a baby for Pete, that baby would be white, and it would feel like it's a minority, and it would feel good look.
I think for Kim, it's not going to be a problem because she comes from a big family. So she's already got four. So she has another two. They're going to be surrounded by nieces and nephews and cousins. Right. It's going to be great for Pete.
Right. So and when you love somebody, when you're in love, you want to give them a child. So I think she loves them. I love them together.
And I think if she were to give Pete a baby, it'd be via surrogate again.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
maybe
two babies. Yeah. Maybe twins.
Oh, my God. Two little Davidsons?
Two Davidsons, dude.
Child get in school, honey, and they got to bring them children around. They say, who them little black kids are? Those are my brothers and sisters. And that child would be ostracized.
Gary, why are you splitting up kids so much?
Yeah. Well, y'all, speaking of babies, it looks like Ed Sheeran has finally revealed the unique name of his baby girl after his wife, Cherry, secretly gave birth to their second child in May. They decided to name her, drum roll please, Jupiter Seaborn Sheeran.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. Jupiter.
I feel like he drew those names out of a hat.
Right. Well, supposedly, y'all, the name is believed to have a special meaning for Ed and his wife, and they also have a one-year-old girl named Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran. Now, what do y'all think of the name Jupiter? I mean, does it sound unique?
Wow. How many moons does she have?
First of all, with a name like Jupiter Seaborn and Antarctica, I don't want to hear anybody saying nothing about when we name our kids Janiqua and Shawnee. I'm tired of it.
But Sherry, you gotta remember though, honey, those kids are in America, honey. I saw a segment on a TV show and said, what's in a name? And they knew your name before they even saw you. Chiquiqua, they already knew who she was. So I think would be, you know.
Chiquiqua.
Wow. Yeah, you know, girl.
It's funny because black people, we name our babies after drinks and cars. Porsche and Bacardi. So I guess they go for planets.
Uh-uh. Yeah, because Sherry is a wine, so they named you after.
Yeah, I'm a wine.
If that's the case, my name should be Denny's.
Denny's. Moons over Miami.
Yes, my name should be Denny's Grand Slam Martinez.
If y'all had to name y'all kid after a planet, what would you name your kid, honey?
I go with Saturn. Mars.
We know what you name.
You'll be Uranus,
Gary.
Yes,
ma'am. Mine would be named Uranus.
Yes. I can just imagine little Uranus with a T.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, moving on, y'all. So, episode 600 of Brad Love Judy comes on tomorrow.
You know, we should discuss the baby. You know, you should carry.
So, Brad, spill the tea, honey. And just tell us, are you pregnant?
You know what? That is so funny. That is so funny. The only tea I have to spill is that we're going to show you our honeymoon. We had a great time in Turks and Caicos. I touch on the bankruptcy thing, which I had kind of left alone. So I tell you what happened with that because people have been asking me about that. When we came home, we had a horrible disaster in our house. It's just going to be crazy to see. So tune in to Brad Loves Judy tomorrow night on WeTV 9/8 Central.
But the question is, did you conceive?
Do I look like I had a baby?
I don't know. I can't sell that shirt.
Tune in tomorrow night.
Well, up next, Frankie Grande is saying thank you next to his past three-way relationship. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Hey.
Frankie Grande is giving props to his former 2018 throuple relationship for preparing him for holy matrimony. Mm. In a recent interview, Frankie said, "It prepared me for being like, you know what? Actually, maybe I'm just a one-man man. Mm. I'm very grateful for that previous relationship, and I think it prepared me for this one, the ultimate one, where I got my ring."
Hello! Guys, I like that. Throuples for everybody.
What is a throuple?
Three people, like you get.
Three people in one?
Three people in
no,
one.
No, but it's it's more than just three people. It's more where it's everybody is committed to each other. Mm. It's consensual. Okay. A threesome is just three people. Y'all, you can still go off and do it with other people, but a throuple, y'all are committed to each other.
So, Tana, do you think, honey, if you experience a throuple, honey, you'll be ready to give up online dating and settle down?
Listen, I'm ready to give up online dating any minute for anything. So if it takes a throuple, then that's something I would be open to.
Is it that bad, Tanner?
No, it's bad out here in these streets, Chewy. It's bad out here in these digital streets.
Sorry, man.
It's just really like the leftovers, like kind of like after the rapture happens, it's just like what remains. Yeah. Like that's what it's like out there.
Wow. Gary, have you been in a throuple?
No, but I'm thinking about a crupple. So yeah, that's like a throuple that turned into a couple. And then we'll throw
I got to take it back to Frankie for a second. Think about those two other dudes. If you was in a throuple and then two of them broke off and you were the one who didn't either end up with either one of them, wouldn't that make you feel?
I'd cry. I'd cry. Yeah. I would cry.
They
for
all
sure.
probably yeah. knew it was time to go.
All right, just how my baby Gary says, oh, baby, there was more Housewives of Beverly Hills drama. Last week's episode, Erica Jayne had a bit too much to drink and got a little loose with her words while attending Tanner's Boothang's Garcelle Beauvais' birthday celebration. So Garcelle's 14-year-old son, Jax, was at his mom's party and Erica cursed him out while housewife Kyle Richards, along with her husband Maurice, were caught on camera laughing about it all, y'all. Wow.
And of course, Garcelle, along with a lot of fans, were not feeling this and said that Kyle should apologize. Now, fast forward to this week, and Kyle let it be known that she immediately apologized to Garcelle, but she kept it low-key because she felt the situation was private. But with everyone coming for her, she wanted to make it known that she did indeed apologize, y'all.
I'm just saying, you ever cuss one of my babies out, you're going to get a 1-2 side shot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, such a trip, Brad, because I was at Garcelle's party. She was flirting with them daggone kids.
No!
And I kept looking at her going, she was drinking, and she was over there laughing and flirting. And I was like, Garcelle, you better go get that girl because, you know, your boys. Uh-huh. That's what I'd be more worried about.
Wow.
You're going to get poked one good
time. Like her.
You get your drunk ass whooped. Talking to my kids crazy.
In valet. Get the 1-2 outside in valet while you're waiting for your car. while you're waiting for your car.
If you're at a party and somebody drunk, like you say, HK, and you pop them in the face, they're not going to remember the next day why they sore or why their eyes black.
I just don't
remember.
Yeah, I'd have been like, I don't know why Brandy did that to you, girl.
Coming up, not only is Chris Hemsworth good looking, he also has great manners. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
As if Chris Hemsworth, aka Thor, was not dreamy enough. Wait until you hear this. Okay. So Natalie Portman and Chris co-star in the new Thor movie, and she recently revealed that Chris didn't eat meat the day of their kissing scene. So get this. He didn't eat meat because Natalie is a vegan he wanted to be considerate. How sweet is that?
That is so sweet.
And then to get the superhero Thor body, Chris eats meat like every half an hour to bulk up.
Is it sweet that Chris Hemsworth gave up meat? But come on, like that's not a hurdle for Natalie Portman. Like Natalie Portman's gorgeous. My dude just ate salads for a day.
Right.
Salads for a month. I would go vegan for a year.
Have any of you guys ever given up anything that you love to make a lover or a partner comfortable?
Yes, other women.
Chewy, what would you give up to kiss Lupita Nyong'o?
My dignity, my soul.
She said something else. I was like,
because if I, when I kiss that woman, it's a wrap.
Oh, she's going to know.
It's my last day on Dish. Yeah. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yeah. Lupita! Lupita!
Chewy Nyong'o. It's got a
Chewy Nyong'o.
Chewy Nyong'o. It's got a great sound.
Lupita Martinez. Hello?
Beautiful.
How appropriate is that?
Man, that'll throw off whoever's giving her that job interview. Like, exactly. Lupita Martinez? I don't know. Like,
right. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.